Bassist Ray Brown's trio with Kelly's Blues featuring Benny Green at the piano on 88.5 KPLU and streaming worldwide at kplu.org. I'm Abe Beeson, but I'm giving the steering wheel away for the hour. Jake Escobar, a 16-year-old sophomore bass player from the Bellevue High School Jazz Band, is here. It's special School of Jazz guest DJ night. Welcome to the show, Jake.
Thank you for having me, Abe.
It's Jake's third time on KPLU. He's performed twice with the Bellevue Combo live in our studios. You picked a really great variety of songs for the hour tonight. We're going to hear from bassist Oscar Pettiford. We're going to hear from Robbie Williams. We've got Arturo Sandoval's band on the way. We've spoken before about how you think the definition of jazz is too narrow. People think about it as stereotypes, but there's a lot more going on out there that is jazz that I don't think people think about as jazz,
yeah.
Right?
I think that music, like a lot of other art forms, is a great way of expressing emotion and a feeling. I think that any great music, which happens to be in the instrumentation of jazz, could be considered jazz. And if not, then it's just great music. And that's what it's all about, isn't it?
I think so. We got something really interesting up next from a group called The Seatbelts. Tell us about this.
The Seatbelts are actually the group responsible for this anime called Cowboy Bebop. And The Seatbelts consist of three groups. There was a New York group, Japan group, and a Paris group, all full of fantastic musicians. But the leader, Yoko Kanno, who's an amazing pianist and composer all on her own, was responsible for composing the majority of the music. And this first tune you're going to hear is actually the main theme to the anime. And the band's name is called The Seatbelts because they were required to wear seatbelts for their safety during hardcore jam sessions.
How about that? So let's hear a little music from Cowboy Bebop.
This is Tank by The Seatbelts on 88.5 KPLU.
I don't dig a lot of the establishment. Well, your ideas and values, they may work for you, but they don't all work for me. As far as I'm concerned, some are with it, and, well, some aren't.
88.5 KPLU.
That was Chihiro Yamadaka with Summer Wave on 88.5 KPLU. That was also More Test Law with Snarky Puppy and Pink by the Seatbelts.
And a special guest vocalist, Magda Giannikou, the Greek singer, helping out Snarky Puppy on that beautiful French tune. I'm Abe Beeson. This is Evening Jazz. And our School of Jazz guest DJ, Jake Escobar, the bass player with the Bellevue High School Jazz Band, has picked all the music for the 8 o'clock hour tonight. Jake, I know your mom's a piano teacher. You actually started out playing trombone. How did you get to the bass?
I think it was about 7th grade, and I was second trombone in the second jazz bands. And every day on the morning announcements, there was, hey, we need a bass player. If you audition, come to the orchestra room. And I'm like, that could be me. So I asked our director, Todd Mahaffey, I'm like, hey, could I play bass? And he's like, sure, there's an electric in the closet. Started out on that, and I think third week in, I'm like, man, this is what I want to play. This is the fun stuff.
Right on. Now, do you think being able to play other instruments like piano and trombone has helped you with the bass playing?
I think that morally bass playing has helped all my other musical ability a lot, just because bass is completely dependent on time. That transfers a lot to percussion playing and drums too, which helps along with the bass.
And you've got a great drummer in the Bellevue High School Jazz Band.
Oh yeah, Sean Mahoney is an outstanding musician who I'm really sad to see go graduate, but I know he's going to be just fine out in the world. And the connection between the bassist and the drummer, it can be violent, it can be beautiful, but overall, I think it's a very deep connection musically and just socially.
Jake Escobar is our special School of Jazz guest DJ for the 8 o'clock hour tonight. And maybe it's in the blood. You've got a love of Latin styles, too. And that's a thing I hear more and more as bass players just fall in love with Cuban rhythms and South American rhythms. And we're going to hear from Arturo Sandoval up next. Can you tell us about working in Latin rhythms on the bass?
Oh, yeah. Well, Latin rhythms is just a whole other kind of groove. There's a different kind of emotion, I think, from Latin music than there is swing. And that's the kind of groove that I'm in love with.
What do you got for us up next, Jake?
We got A Night in Tunisia, actually An Entire Weekend by Arturo Sandoval on 88.5 KPLU.
Youth, why are you talking like that? We're from Stone.
I don't know, but I can't stop here, Pally.
Like the wallpaper stinks to the wall, and like the sea shark clings to the sea, like you'll never get rid of your shadow,
you'll never get rid of me.
Let all the others fight and fuss, whatever happens, we've got us.
A me
closer than pages that stick in a book.
Mine,
we're closer than
shadow
rivers
flowing
brook. Wherever you'll
down
find him, you'll find me. Just look closer than a miser. All the bloodhounds to eyes of me.
Closer than Smog is to all of L.A.
My
closer than Ricky to confessing he's gay.
Not a soul can bust this team in two. We stick together like glue.
When it's sleeping time,
that's when we rise.
We start to swing.
You think you're so just you.
Clocks don't chime.
What a surprise.
They ring, a ding ding, happy new year,
me.
Not to repeat what I
and
said at the start, they'll need a large crowbar to break us apart.
We're alone but far from blue. Oh, oh, oh. Before we get finished, we'll make the town rock. We'll hit a few late spots, then a few more.
We'll start off at Stringies and maybe Groucho. Life is gonna be a wow wow.
Can we do that again?
No, I'm too tired.
Oh, please, Rob.
No, I'm swung out.
Oh, come on. I'll give you some money.
I don't need money.
What about a cup of tea?
Not thirsty.
I won't tell anybody you're gay.
Before we get finished, we'll make the town roar. We'll hit all the late spots and then a few more. We'll start out as Stringies and maybe Groucho. Life is gonna be wow, wow, we for Marcello and me.
That was Me and My Shadow by Robbie Williams featuring Jonathan Wilkes.
On 88.5 KPLU. That was a lot of fun. Jake Escobar is our special guest DJ from the School of Jazz. I'm your host, Abe Beeson, and I'm just along for the ride. Arturo Sandoval's big band got us started with a night in Tunisia, actually, an entire weekend. Jake Escobar, a bass player, a sophomore with the Bellevue High School Jazz Band. Jake, the band just went on a little trip, a high school jazz competition. Tell us about the recent trip.
Yes, we just went to the Pleasant Hill Jazz Festival in Eugene, Oregon, and we placed third in combo, third in big bands, and it was a great time.
Cool.
When I'm at a jazz festival, I'm exposed to not really different styles of jazz, but different ideas, because you see some bands where band is life and they're devoted, and when they get announced for finals, they completely lose it. Then you also learn that there's some jazz which have some arrogance, and maybe jazz isn't their favorite thing. But the exposure to all the different levels of jazz and jazz commitment is pretty cool.
Jake Escobar's with us. Do you think you're going to be pursuing music as a career when you get out of high school and through college?
I'm not exactly sure what my further pursuits are going to look like at this point, but what I do know is that I have the desire to make music a part of my life in the future, and I do hope that it can be.
Up next, we got one of the legendary bass players in jazz, but I'm not sure many people around today have heard of this guy. Tell me how a high school kid gets to learn about Oscar Pettiford.
A lot of the great jazz musicians and fantastic jazz musicians I've learned about is all thanks to my amazing, amazing, and I cannot stress more amazing educator, John Hammer, who is a fantastic bass player residing in the Northwest.
And we're going to hear from John Hammer himself a little bit later, but we wanted to get into this Oscar Pettiford number, a solo bass piece. What do you got for us next?
Stardust by Oscar Pettiford on 88.5 KPLU.
And where do you get your kicks from? Sitting around in cafes listening to gramophone records? Jiving in underground cellars and caves?
You are a real square, aren't you?
Happy yourself, you always
That was Like a Light by Snarky Puppy on 88.5 KPLU.
And we heard Coop in there with special guest singer Yukimi Nagano, Summer Sun from the record Waltz for Coop. And starting us off,
we got Stardust by Oscar Pettiford.
Jake Escobar is our special guest DJ. It's School of Jazz Night on KPLU. For the 8 o'clock hour, Jake's taking charge. You can check out his playlist and all kinds of cool info at our sister website, schoolofjazz.org. All the scoop is there. Jake, what do you enjoy aside from jazz? What other music interests you?
I enjoy any kind of music as long as it's good music, which I can be biased to a certain extent. I love electronic, I love experimental, I love some hip-hop, rock, country, and then, of course, a great fan of jazz.
We're here with Jake Escobar, a 16-year-old sophomore, great bass player at the Bellevue High School Jazz Band. You can catch his past studio session performance with saxophonist Mark Taylor at our website, kplu.org. Check out the studio sessions there. Jake, do you have a chance to play around in venues playing jazz?
With the Bellevue High School Jazz Band, there's always awesome opportunities of playing at different venues. Recently, which was very exciting to me because we got a bit of great free food, we got to play at a private venue in downtown Bellevue for an event. We've also played Boxley's, which provides awesome opportunities for any young musician, and we played at Bakes Place and Tula's.
And the Northwest jazz scene seems so supportive of the young jazz musicians. Tell us about working with the professionals of the Northwest jazz scene.
My private bass instructor, John Hammer, has been extremely supportive of my playing and all of my listening. And not only has he immensely helped me improve on my playing, but he's also exposed me to great jazz musicians, the classics, and some new stuff, too, that I would have never known before.
Well, Jake, we're running out of time. I really am excited to get another tune in from the Cowboy Bebop soundtrack, but I wanted to get something in from your buddy, John.
To finish off the set, we have Sandcastle Princess by John Hammer, followed by Rush by the Seatbelts on 88.5 KPLU.
And thanks so much for being here, Jake. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you. It's an honor, Abe.
88.5 KPLU.
The band that played with an enormous amount of power, the ensemble playing was brilliant. And that band would hit you, it was like you were going into a furnace, a blast of heat.